It is Thursday morning, and we check in with Sue Wanzer from the MCCSE. Keith is out today, but Sue, she joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you. I'm really happy that it's raining. My garden really needed water.
Good.
It seems to dry out so quickly.
Is it facing the sun? Is it in the sun field? No, is it faced west?
Just because of the heat.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's the other part.
Nice.
Everything evaporates quite quickly, but everything's growing. Nothing's brown and dried out, so that's encouraging as well. And Sue and I will have our gardening show on Sunday mornings here on WGCL. But we'll talk a little local education issues here on a Thursday morning. Obviously, the 26th Tuesday was the school board meeting for July, and a very busy one at that. Sue, you had plenty of personnel holes to fill and places to plug in because, as we mentioned, the doors are going to open here in just a couple of weeks, so that doesn't give some of the new faces in the new places much time to get acclimated, but that's just kind of the way the merry-go-round carousel works, and when the music stops on August 10th, everybody needs to have a seat, right?
Right. We're going to be all ready. We're going to be totally ready. The doors will be open, the kids will be there, and school will go on as we plan, just like it does every single year.
But the this is not anything new. It's kind of just the annual tradition where if one job opens, sometimes that causes three or four or five dominoes to fall, and everybody, not just our school corporation, not the RBB, but everybody has to kind of make these adjustments because it's not like the NBA where you have formal free agency starting on July 7th and you can do all this. That's not how it works sometimes, and so you have to be kind of flexible with it. Who were some of the new featured hires you saw at your meeting on Tuesday?
Well, this was really great because we hired new leadership for Fairview Elementary School. As people might know, Dr. Justin Hunter left our school corporation a couple months ago to take a job in Indianapolis, but we hired Marty Goldglazer as principal at Fairview Elementary School and Sean Gobert as the assistant principal. I got to tell you, certainly, I'm not part of the hiring process. I don't do any of that. The board doesn't do any of that. But the report was we have a parent committee who looks through credentials and interviews people, and a faculty committee. Both of those two committees were so excited about these two people. It was like overwhelmingly unanimous to have these two people working with us. So, and I can mention this because I'm an older person, and these aren't young, new to the profession people. These are seasoned professionals, and a lot of times it's hard for us to hire folks like that because our salaries are a little bit less than a lot of other places. But these are two people who were looking for this kind of opportunity of working in a specialized school like Fairview. They're coming from outside of our school corporation and moving in here, and they are both so excited about what they can do at Fairview, and I'm just thrilled with their excitement and what they want to do there.
Now, where do they come from, Sue?
Well, Marty Goldglazer was most recently in California.
Okay.
And Sean Gobert, I think, was in Evansville, but has some ties to Bloomington, as does Mrs. Goldglazer. She has family who lives here now, and I think she was here at one time, a long time ago, but relocated as her husband relocated different places, and really wanted to come back to Bloomington and really sought this job out. So this is just really good news for the school corporation and for Fairview.
Now, I'm going to put words in your mouth, and you can stop me at any time, but based on what I've just heard from you, this sounds more of a permanent fix, perhaps, with the experienced education professional in there. I'm not saying that Dr. Hunter was jumping jobs or anything else. Fairview is a difficult place to be. You've gone through leadership changes there. And I'm going back to the NBA because I think it's something people understand. Can you sign these people to a contract where it says, hey, you're going to be here for 2 or 3 years, or is it a free will type situation where, hey, we've gone through this hiring process, we'd love you to stay a long time, but we understand if something else pops up?
It is every principal and assistant principal receives a 2-year contract.
Okay.
That's automatic by state law. So at the end of a year, if somebody isn't going to be retained, they're told that their contract won't be renewed, or if they are going to be retained, that their contract will be renewed. You're not putting words in my mouth, Glass. Yeah, I believe that this is more permanent.
Isn't that what Fairview needs? Doesn't Fairview need someone to drop anchor there and not have to rekindle the fire every couple of years to take a new direction? Okay.
Yes, I would agree. And Dr. Hunter was living in Indianapolis, so that's a hard commute. Well, he was living in Greenwood, hard commute to make. And but that was his choice, and he chose to go back to the Indianapolis area for another job. These folks are relocating in Bloomington, so real excited. And Mrs. Cole Glazer was there. I mean, she was here for her interviews, went back to California, came back for the board meeting, and brought some of her things because they are going to move here and be residents here.
And with the Fairview situation, because of the poverty levels, because of the learning situation, does your pool of candidates, is it a shrunken pool, different than hiring at a different place? Is finding that right person even more difficult?
Good question. And, you know, I will say honestly, when Fairview was graded with an F, which, again, I do not ever believe that Fairview was a failing school, but from the state it received an F, that was a little bit harder to find folks who would come in to an F-graded school. Now that it's a C, we had lots more applicants. So that makes it a little bit easier. But these two folks were looking for these kinds of challenges. They wanted to be able, and especially Mrs. Colglazer has had this kind of experience in California. So I just think this is going to be a great opportunity for Fairview, and I would agree. We need some folks who can stay around for a while and really dedicate themselves to the school, which is what she said. Which is what she said to the board when she was there Tuesday, that she is ready to go 24/7 for this school.
How much, if any, did the pending referendum have to do with any of this?
You know, I don't know that specifically, but I do think people who are educators and educational leaders, look at this community and understand that this community is real supportive of public education.
Yeah, and not necessarily, not necessarily just for the Fairview job, but when you have jobs opening, have you seen
an
increase in applications or the folks applying?
Yeah, and again, I don't know that it's specifically the referendum, but because of the climate in the environment for public education, knowing that the community is real supportive, I think that makes it easier for people to want to be here instead of having a community that's always fighting with them, to have a community that's a partner with them and helping with them.
And
that's a good observation, Glass.
And it probably doesn't hurt having Indiana University right in the backyard either. We know all the partnership that goes on there. None of that hurts at all. Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She serves on the MCCSC school board and checks in with us every Thursday morning. And Thursdays, always after the Tuesday school board meetings, are busier. What else besides personnel did we learn at Tuesday's meeting?
Well, we also hired an assistant principal at university.
Okay.
I have to make sure I can read my own writing.
That's okay.
Ari Essery, and an assistant principal at Tri-North, Ray Lloyd, an assistant principal at Jackson Creek, with your friend, Dr. Pillar, is Bill Wallace. And we also hired a new athletic director at Bloomington High School North, who is Andrew Hodson, who was already at North. So he's really ready to make that transition into athletic director.
Yeah, his basketball coach. So he's been there. He knows what all that takes in there. So that's good that you've got keep some same people in here and just switch around add to their areas of expertise as well. Now, 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. Excuse me. We're down to 13 days.
Yeah.
The great countdown goes on. It was interesting and good to hear from the superintendent on Tuesday morning that it sounds like almost all the bus driver positions are almost filled, and that's something that's exciting because I can't remember the last time on this program that we didn't say, hey, now there are still a couple positions left, so if you know somebody that needs work and can do this, great, please sign up. But this is a step in the right direction.
It sure is. And I have to tell you that Chris Cioli, who is our director of facilities and the superintendent, have worked really, really hard and have explored a whole lot of different options to make sure we have enough bus drivers. Now, the superintendent did say that doesn't mean that from time to time some maintenance folks or other folks might not have to fill in. But, yeah, and we're not the only ones. Every school corporation is experiencing a shortage of bus drivers. So, yeah, this is really good news, and I'm sure that we could use a few subs if people are interested in applying to be a bus driver. So don't go away if that's something that you want to do.
That's right. There's room. There's always room. Room at the end. What else is happening, Sue? I mean, it's an exciting time. We know school's going to get together. We know your meeting's not going to be till a couple weeks after school gets started. So,
right.
What's next? Everybody always says, well, Labor Day is the unofficial kickoff of the political season. Are you waiting that long, or is the referendum, is it now time?
It's now time. Because we've had a presence at the farmers market with people distributing information. We had an entry in the 4th of July parade, and Kelly Smith on the school board drove the truck for us. Judy DeMuth, superintendent, and I were in the parade, so along with a whole lot of parents and kids. So, yeah, it has been go time, and it will probably step up even more into August and September, knowing that in the summertime there's a lot of people traveling, people away, it's harder to organize stuff, so I'm sure that it will pick up. And that's another point, too, Glass. The superintendent announced that the Department of Local Government Finance approved our statement for the referendum for the ballot, and they're the ones who have to approve
right.
our wording. So the wording that the board approved was approved by the Department of Local Government Finance, so we know now that will be on the ballot.
And again, that's just getting T's crossed and I's dotted. There was some verbiage in there that was removed because of whatever reasons. The superintendent talked about that a little bit on Tuesday. Your goal is to not have people read that once they are in the voting booth. It is to remember to check their opinion. So that's not the time to educate yourself, quote unquote. You should go in there. It's more important to know where it's located and whether and then obviously you want people to support that.
Right. And you're right, because when you read it, it sounds just a little legalese.
It is. Absolutely.
It's basically saying, yes, for 6 years, do you approve that a property tax rate that does not exceed 11.5 cents on each $100.
Yeah, that's not the time to be doing math when it's 27 people deep at your lunch break.
Right.
So I guess that's my angle. The point is, between now and then, that should be the education that takes place. People shouldn't be going to the polls on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November wondering, now, what did Hillary say at the DNC? Now, what did Trump say? You should have that decision made, people. But that's the goal.
Right.
That's the objective right now, is to make sure people are prepared when they walk in with that information, so it's A, not confusing, and B, not time to think, quote unquote, think about it. You're just making the decision.
Right, and there'll be lots of time for people to be educated. We have a fantastic committee of all kinds of volunteers from all over the community.
You know what you should do? I just thought of this. You should put up on some website somewhere. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'm not advocating your cause for or against it. I just think this is a great idea. You put up a picture of a quote-unquote ballot, and then you put a big red, you know, like when people put those things on the internet and put that big red circle around it? You put that up there so people know where to look. So every time they log onto your site, you see like the fake ballot. It's not a real ballot, but where that would be. Then you take like that red, it looks almost like lipstick, and then you circle it so people get used to looking to that spot every single time. That's just an idea of how to, that's perception.
That is a great idea. When Peggy Welch was in the State House, and for her election, she would always, she would have information pieces about herself, and on the other side was a sample ballot showing
you
what it looked like. And you got, so I think that's a great idea.
Train your eye.
For the referendum question and for school board positions, that are nonpartisan, it's all the way at the bottom of the ballot. Voting a straight ticket doesn't vote for those things, you have to still go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah,
of the
there's some.
So I think
yeah.
That's a great idea, Glass. Thank you.
And ballot education classes that will meet every Tuesday. No, but there are other ways to do that. What else do we need to touch on this morning, Sue? Have we covered all the bases? It's exciting times. We have all the pieces in place to get the doors open in less than 2 weeks. Your next school board meeting will be the. Are we still going the fourth Tuesday? That's the annual.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what school year that is. So let's see, Tuesday the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, the 19th. Uh oh, that can't be right. The 25th, 23rd. Are there five Tuesdays in August? There are five of them. Look out.
Well, we'll meet on the fourth Tuesday.
That's what it is every month. So we'll
and I wanted to mention one other thing.
Please, please.
Tom Bunger, who is the chair of our foundation board, was there Tuesday to report on activities of the foundation. And the foundation has 100 men who read. And they put, and this is for men and in elementary school classes, mostly the lower elementary grades. And he said there are still a few spots open if there's anyone who wants to volunteer to be a reader. It takes a commitment for a semester, but I believe it's, and you get, and you're trained so that you don't just go into a classroom and you know exactly what to do and how to interact with the kids. So go to the MCCSC website and click on the foundation link, and folks can sign up there. And he does that every year, and he always talks about the kids that he gets to form a relationship with and how much he enjoys them.
All right, Sue, great stuff as always. And our next step will be opening the doors to the MCCSC. Make sure everybody, you know, what's the app again called with the bus? Where's the bus? How's the bus? Where's my bus?
Where's my bus?
That'll be up and running, so
yes.
You can find out all that information. And another great place, if you're looking for school supplies, registration information, shots, vaccinations, mccsc.edu, I would suggest, has all that, right?
That's exactly it, and people should be receiving postcards, if they haven't already, about their bus, their children's bus, the bus number, the bus time, and everything else like that. But they can also check online if they want.
School supplies, time to go. Do kids still buy school shoes? Remember when you had to buy school shoes back in the old days? Or do we just wear whatever we want to wear?
You know what? I've seen a whole lot of parents on Facebook posting how much they love this time of year because they get to go shopping for school supplies with their kids. And they just talk about the smell of everything being so new. So I've just gotten a kick out of reading some of the parents' comments about how much fun that is.
I will eat some paste in celebration as well as everybody gets ready to go back. All right, great job as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Glass. Talk to you next week.